Ruling due in legal battle between Abadansha BV and Parimatch. A decision is expected from the UK High Court in the legal battle between Parimatch and Abadansha BV. The dispute originates from their joint venture in Turkey and it involves allegations of contract breaches and disagreements over intellectual property rights. Abadansha BV accuses Parimatch of contract violations. In late 2020, Parimatch's B2B division joined forces with Abadansha BV to enter Turkey's grey gambling market. The partnership led to the January 2021 launch of Paribahis.com. However, less than a year later, Parimatch suddenly ended the collaboration. Parimatch claims that Abadansha BV had broken some rules. However, Abadansha BV denies this and is arguing that Parimatch failed to honor its contractual obligations, including the requirement to provide 12 months' notice before termination and to pay a termination fee. Following the split, Abadansha BV continued operating Paribahis.com independently and began legal proceedings against Parimatch. The lawsuit accuses Parimatch of interfering with Abadansha BV's business by contacting its partners and alleging unauthorized use of Parimatch's branding and intellectual property. Abadansha BV is seeking financial damages, the termination sum, and an injunction to prevent further interference from Parimatch. Parimatch is downplaying the claims and calling the dispute exaggerated and centered on minor technical issues. Their defense focuses on the Trademark Licensing Agreement, TLA, which asserts that the conflict hinges on whether the TLA automatically extended for another 3 years. WIPO decision favors Abadansha BV. Parimatch previously sought to have the claims dismissed through a summary judgment. In July 2023, Justice Christopher Hancock KC rejected the request, stating that Abadansha BV's case had a real chance of winning. In 2022, a separate complaint was filed by Rilius Holdings Limited with the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. The WIPO ruled in favor of Abadansha BV and criticized Rilius Holdings Limited for failing to disclose the licensing agreement. Despite this, WIPO deferred the final decision to the UK courts. The ongoing trial in the commercial court is now nearing its conclusion, with Justice Dame Julia Amanda Dias expected to deliver a ruling soon.